Hi, I'm Kaylee Tabor, and I'm running for district attorney for Orange and Chatham County. That's District 18. If I'm elected, I'll be the first woman to ever have this important leadership position in Orange and Chatham County. That surprises a lot of people when I tell them that we've never had the opportunity to have a woman lead the district attorney's office. I have been a lawyer for 25 years. I have been an assistant district attorney for 23 years. I have been a managing assistant district attorney for 15 years. I graduated from UNC with honors, Phi Beta Kappa as an undergrad, managed to finish in 3.5 years. And then I put myself through law school at UNC Law and graduated there from honors. I have both worked and lived in Orange and Chatham County. I am a North Carolina board certified criminal law specialist, which is an additional qualification that not a lot of us have in the district attorney's office. I believe that currently I'm the only one. When I talk to people about why I'm running to be district attorney, I talk to them about being trauma-informed. And that's not an intuitive answer, right? You don't really sort of connect a medical term with a criminal justice reform. But because I've spent the last 23 years working with victims of trauma, I understand how that it can affect their lives both physically and mentally and can lead to some criminal involvement. So it's important for all of us to understand where people have been before we can craft a path forward for them out of criminal justice involvement. Because in my opinion, incarceration is a failure. We've either failed this person as a child by failing to provide appropriate support within our community, within our families to develop resilience, or we have failed in our juvenile court system by failing to provide the appropriate support so that they understood that there's a better way. Or we have failed in our criminal court system itself, which means we have failed to focus on rehabilitation for those who suffer from addiction or mental health. Or we've just failed to give them the tools that they need to thrive, not just survive, but to thrive. I think it's important for voters to know that experience matters. Professionally, I have the experience to do the job, but I also have a lot of personal experience. I know there are folks out there listening who have lost a loved one to violence, and that's our family too. I know there are people out there listening right now who have a family member or someone they love, or even they themselves who suffers from severe and persistent mental illness. That's my family too. It has been my passion going back 23 years when we first started our mental health diversion court that I was a part of creating to give those with severe and persistent mental illness a path out of criminal justice. Mental health, addiction, these are not crimes. These are diagnoses. So it's not just looking at data points, but it's looking at that person, figuring out what has gone on in their life so that we can give them a better option forward. I have been committed to working with children and the most vulnerable in our community for the last 23 years. When a child comes forward and tells us about something that is troubling them, they need to be believed and they need to be supported. And it's not something that most sex crimes prosecutors talk about because many folks in our community don't want to hear that, don't want to know that our kids are vulnerable because that's hard to hear. But it's important for me to let you know that it does happen. But it's also important for you to know that you have really high quality representation in the district attorney's office to handle those cases and to help you and your child navigate through the court system. When voters see me on the ballot, I want them to see that they have the opportunity to make a change. They have the opportunity to choose their next district attorney who is trauma-informed, who believes that criminal justice requires not just relying on what just is, but requires innovation. It requires community involvement. It requires compassion. So that's what I want people to see when they see Kaylee Tabor on the ballot in the primary.